Hey, yo. Today FM's Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Another week, another best of podcast. How are you getting on there? Are you feeling festive yet? I am kind of, yeah, I think I am now, yeah. Have you sent off the list to Santa Claus? That's always a good sign. Or heard your first Christmas song or a Christmas carol or started whistling some Christmassy sort of feeling thing. The best of podcast is where we have a listen back to all the highlights from the past week on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. And I think you will be sprinkled with a bit of Christmas magic after listening to this one. So what did we get up to? Well, it's been a busy few days for families as the Elf on the Shelf phenomenon returned, and we've been hearing from homes across Ireland. In Gift Grub, Liveline host Joe Duffy was inundated with heartbroken Dublin fans after the news about Jim Gavin last week. We also kicked off our Breakfast Show end of year poll, 16 categories to vote on, with some great prize packs, by the way, to be won. I'll tell you more about that later on this morning. And we heard from a lucky 9-year-old birthday boy. He was given an incredible present from his parents. Let's start with some non-Christmassy stuff first, like Tuesday's Liveline Gift Grub, where Joe heard from some very upset and very sad Dublin fans.
And where were you when you got Dermot?
I was walking across Capel Street, Joe. The phone went and it's the mother. I knew then it was serious.
Yeah. What did she say?
She said he's gone.
Gone. And what did you do?
Just started bawling my head off on the side of the street, Joe.
Oh, it's very sudden. Very sudden, Dermot.
Yeah.
Jacinta.
I can't believe he's gone, Joe.
Ah, Jacinta, love.
My life's not worth living anymore.
But you have to continue, Jacinta.
He's gone.
Well, nothing's going to bring Jim Gavin back, do you understand? Jacinta, sorry, Tony, go ahead.
Yes, Joe, just to inform the general public that the Dublin flag will be flying at half-mast this week at Parnell Park.
Okay, for Jim Gavin.
And Dublin County Council are in talks with us at the moment about arranging days of mourning.
Mourning? What are the arrangements for Jim Gavin, Tony, at the moment?
Well, there's talk about 3 days this week and 2 next week.
2.
Obviously, we'd like the 5 in a row.
Oh, the five in a row!
Jacinta, Dermot, calm down, he's gone. Father Brian Darcy, go ahead.
Hiya, Joe. How are you doing? Very, very, very sad news. Yeah. Jim was a lovely guy. He was a great man as well. Loved a joke to Jim. I knew him very well.
Father Brian.
I remember one time
Father Brian, he isn't dead.
There's a whiff of the kind of passing on about it all the same, though, you know. And I would be delighted to offer up a mass for Jim Gavin. No problem at all. Anytime. Drop him a hat. You see, Jim was a gentleman. And he was a quintessential Dubliner as well. He loved baseball games.
Will you stop talking about Jim Gavin in the past tense, Father Brian? Enda Kenny, good afternoon to you.
Baby, how you feeling? Feeling good as hell.
Enda Kenny, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. It's party time in Mayo. Boom, boom.
Party time? Why party time?
2020 is going to be Mayo's year, Joe.
But you say that every year, Enda
Kenny. In the words of Donna Summer, this time I know it's for real.
But Enda
Kenny, the curse of Jim Gavin has finally been lifted.
You filthy animal. Show some respect.
Let the man rest in peace.
He's not dead, Father Brian Darcy. Leo Varadkar, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Joe.
Go ahead.
I think Jim Gavin has done an incredible job for Dublin. Mm. And I'm sure that whatever he does, it will be a triumph in the
absolutely,
future.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You don't happen to know where he's from, do you?
Raised in Clondalkin, Leo. Yeah.
Dublin Midwest. Okay, thanks, guys. Bye.
Leo? Obviously, I don't know. Huge outpouring of love for Jim Gavin from all over Dublin. Bob Cliche, go ahead, Bob.
The old triangle, what?
What about it?
Ringer, ringer, Rosie.
How do you mean, Bob?
Up the yard, take me up the Monto.
What are you talking about, Bob?
Shenanigans.
What?
Any odds, huh?
You okay, Bob?
Get out of that, you boozy. Know what I mean?
I've no idea what that was about. Mannix Flynn, go ahead.
How are you, Joe? Statue.
Sorry, Mannix.
Statue.
Sorry?
There'll be a statue erected immediately for Jim Gavin in situ.
Go on, statue. Lofty up in Donnymead. Lofty.
Oh, I was going to suggest a statue as well.
Go
but
on.
Mannix beat me to it. Fair play.
How are you, Lofty?
Mannix.
How are you, Lofty?
Now, I'd normally be quickest in
on the call for statues.
As Mannix will attend.
Ah, he is good, yeah.
Yes, Mannix. Remember when I beat you to the Luke Kelly one?
Yeah, but I got your fill in it.
I know, in fairness you did,
yeah
but you are very good. Quick off the draw today, Mannix.
bolt into the statues. Okay, good.
This is Today FM.
Now, how would you like to get your hands on €600? It's going to be a lovely bump before Christmas. So listen carefully to our these three word sounds. We've got two voices in there and we want you to try and identify them. That's all you've got to do. Here they come for you. Have a listen right now.
Anonymously.
Tumultuous.
Okay, the last one is not share, by the way, okay? Not share, I promise you. So €600, two mystery celebrity voices left in these three words, and if you can tell me who both of them are, the cash is yours. So here they are one more time for you.
Anonymously.
Tumultuous.
Honestly, not sure. I feel we're getting close, though, with the second one, but it is hard to know. Check out todayfm.com/these three words. There is a full list of the wrong guesses so far in there. And as I'm always saying, everybody's getting it wrong so far. So don't be embarrassed ringing us up and saying, I think it might be, because you just might be right. You never know. And on Monday's show, we kicked off our end of year poll. This is the one that matters. This is the end of year poll that matters. We want you to get involved and we're asking you to vote for your favourites from 2019. So have you got a woman of the year? Somebody you think was the greatest woman of the year anywhere in the world? Man of the year? Word of the year? Or the Irish song of the year? Have a listen to these, right? These are just some of the Irish songs of the year. Don't want to offend anybody out there. We haven't included you, but we've got quite a few in here. So these are Irish songs of the year for some inspiration for you. Have a listen to this.
One, two, three. Yeah.
So there you go. They are the Irish songs, some of the Irish songs. All you got to do is go to todayfm.com/breakfast to have your say. And everyone who enters, by the way, if you give us your opinions, you will be put into a draw to win one of our five prize packs. And they include some of the best books and albums of 2019, plus tickets to Mario's The Very Best of Giftgrub live shows in 2020. So you can choose whichever venue. So you're talking Cork and Galway and Limerick and Tipperary, and I don't want to leave anybody out. Kilkenny is a bit like the song mix. Anyway, you know yourself, Donegal, the lot, Sligo, everywhere. So it sounds pretty good to me. The address again is todayfm.com/breakfast. Why don't you do it now? A birthday boy got a very special present from his parents. So we caught up with Jason on Friday to hear all about it. Jason Wade. Hi, Jason. How are you?
Hi.
Are you well?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, you're going to be 9 this weekend, I believe.
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Now, Jason, something very special is happening for you for your 9th birthday. Tell us all about it. What's going on?
I'm going to be going to Birmingham tomorrow, and then I'm going to be a mascot for Aston Villa versus Leicester City on Sunday.
Oh my God, that is amazing. So you're going to be the mascot. So what does that mean? What do you have to do?
I go to the mascot lounge, and then I go to the tunnel, and I get my pictures and autographs, and then I walk out with one of the players.
Okay, so in other words, it's like what we see on the television on Sky Sports or something like that, and you see the guys in the tunnel and they're there and there's somebody beside them. You're going to be one of those guys, are you?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, wow. And are you an Aston Villa fan?
Yeah, I am.
All right. Who's your favourite player?
Jack Grealish.
Jack Grealish. And there's the Irish guy, Conor Hourihan, as well. Imagine if you got to walk out with one of them.
Yeah, that'd be really amazing.
Yeah. So maybe Connor's family might be listening in Cork this morning, and they could, they'd probably be at the game, so they could put in a word and say, there's this guy now, his name is Jason Wade, would be great. But it doesn't really matter to you, does it? Any of them that, would do it, you'd be delighted, wouldn't you? Just get coming out, walking out with the team. And are you any good at playing football yourself, Jason?
Yeah, I am.
Right. What's your favourite position to be playing?
Striker or wing.
Striker or wing. Very good. All right. And would you like to be a professional footballer? Do you like, do you think you've got what it takes?
Yeah. All I have to do is work hard.
Good man yourself. That's the way to do it. And listen, it's a birthday present apparently from your mum and dad, Yvonne and Rob, to be the mascot for Aston Villa against Leicester on Sundays. That's a nice, that's an interesting present, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
You must be delighted with that, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, enjoy yourself. Have a great time. It's live on the telly, so we'll all be looking out for you. Sky Sports, Sunday at 2 p.m. And how will we know which one you are? What colour hair have you got?
I have highlights.
Highlights. Oh, we'll spot you there. Nice one. And you wear the gear, don't you, off the team, don't you? Isn't that what you do? You wear the kit.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. So, highlights in the hair and a big smile on your face, looking proud. And we're dying to see you now. I'll be tuned into Sky on Sunday to watch you coming out. Best of luck with it, Jason. Thanks a million. Good luck.
Thanks, Ian. Happy Christmas.
Same to you and all the family. Good luck. And now it's time to have a listen to what those troublesome little elves have been up to across Ireland. The Elf on the Shelf is back. And remember, if you want to send us your elf snaps and your elf stories, simply mail us. We are, of course, the official updater of the elves. And you can send it to breakfast@todayfm.com. And the latest updates come from Robin, Jennifer and Roisin. So let's go to Robin, first of all, with a Y. Robin.
Okay.
Robin, good morning.
Hi, Ian. My name is Robin Mansfield. My elf on the shelf is behind a little green mirror in the kitchen. His name is Buddy and he arrived last night.
Buddy, what a great name.
Great name, yeah.
Did you know, you're going to fall asleep on it.
Go on.
David Bowie had a song called Drive In Saturday.
You're right.
And the chorus is, his name was always Buddy.
I didn't know that.
Anyway, we've also got Jennifer in Cove. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Ian. This is Jennifer in Cove and my elf's name is Tarsh. And this morning she had made up a bed in my mum's slipper. She's not too happy about it, and I don't know how she can stand the smell of feet.
Bye, Jennifer. Thanks very much.
I'd say slipper is very comfortable, actually.
It's good. Good idea. That's using your brain, isn't it? Just say, how could I make a bed that will fit me? Elf on the shelf. I'm about the size of a slipper.
Perfect.
Absolutely. And it's a bit comfier than an elf leather shoe or something.
Cozy, I'd say. Very cozy.
Okay, who else have we got? We've got another, we've got Roisin. Roisin is in Cork. Hello, Roisin.
Hi, my name is Roisin. My elf was sitting down in the windowsill and he had a plate with a tic-tac box and a tomato with a cup and a straw and some water in there with his arm around my Barbie and it looked like they were having a date. Bye.
Oh, hello. Love is in the air. So, David, first of all. How are you, David?
My name is David. And today my elf on the shelf tied tissue paper and then slid down it with a backpack and two biscuits in it.
He's an acrobat.
He's starting off. Well, my God, it's only day one, I'd say. Right, we've got Paddy there as well. Hey, Paddy.
Hello, Ian. My name is Paddy Callahan from Achill, County Mayo. And I found my elf making snow angels in flour.
Is Grace there as well? Hi, Grace.
Hey, that my elf on the shelf had some Nutella. And he put it on all over his face. And my mom says he's very cheeky. I'm Grace Whale. I come from Limerick. Bye.
Bye. Thanks, Grace.
Morning, Ian. My name is Daniel Buckley. My elf on the shelf is called Buddy. Yesterday, my childminder Hillary and I made buns. We left one out for Buddy. In the morning, when we got up, he had a napkin round his neck and icing all over his face. Happy Christmas to you all. and all your listeners.
Ah, Daniel, thank you very much. Daniel Buckley there in Cork. Aren't they lovely? And just like that, it's over. Catch me on The Breakfast Show weekdays from 7 a.m. on Today FM. And who knows, maybe you will be the star of our next one. To get in touch, all you have to do is send us an email to breakfast@todayfm.com. It's open 24/7, 365 days a year. And we would love to hear from you. Go on, get in touch. breakfast@todayfm.com. We'll chat to you soon.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
With Renault.
Weekdays from 7 a.m. on Today FM.